Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, sliding into the happier happy hour, and I'm feeling damn near celebratory up in here. How you doing, little buddy?
Crudy, how you doing, man? Happy Tuesday to you. Happy, happy hour to our fair audience. Good to be with you again, man.
Ice storm all across southern Wisconsin. How's it looking in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, you know, I got up to go work out this morning and damn near bit it walking out my door. But the main roads are pretty good, and it's you know, it's salted. We got lots of salt out there here in Wisconsin, but still really hairy, man.
Well, you are a little hairy. I've always said that about you, fella. I'm a little less so, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, Dominic, I got to ask you, obviously, as you joined us on the air yesterday, Russia was invading Ukraine. I think probably attributable to you and, of course, Joe Biden.
Yes, know, it's all our
weak.
Fault.
You know,
weak, so weak.
I started my day listening to Righty Whitey Talk Radio. And they were talking about how, you know, Trump was so strong and unpredictable. And therefore, you know, Pooty Poot never invaded while Trump was in charge. It's only the weakness of Donald Trump. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, okay, you're an opinion host. I get it. You're rooting against the country. You're rooting against the democratic people of Ukraine. You're kind of rooting for Russia. Kind of feel like they are.
Well, yeah, it kind of feels like that. I think they are. And, you know, Joe Biden's weakness, I think, is, of course, a total joke, Crudy. All you have to do is go back to the Helsinki.
The handy?
No, it was terrible. It was just terrible. Although he very powerfully said it wasn't him, and I don't know why it would be. And then, of course, the next day, after the whole world gasped and threw up a little bit in the back of their mouths, he came out and, you know, corrected. Oh, what I meant to say is why he would. I mean, why he wouldn't. It was so asinine. And it was the worst an American president has ever looked, to my take, has ever looked on the world stage ever, was that moment. No, so think that Donald Trump somehow, you know what, kept Putin in line, it's exactly the opposite.
Well, you think that was publicly humiliating for the American people on the world stage? Donald Trump giving a handy to Vladimir Putin. You should have seen what he did behind closed doors. Behind the green door, it got real nasty.
Well, you know, if they ever get the notes from the interpreter, that would be a nice thing to know. But, you know,
Donald Trump's toilet at Mar-a-Lago, man.
If he didn't eat them first. I mean, what a situation we are in. And seemingly, you know, right-wing radio and some of these hardcore right-wingers, they're with Trump and Putin on this. And I got to wonder, I'm not necessarily all of them, but what is it about, you know, Ukraine falling or getting into this conflict with Russia that advances America's agenda? How is this in some way good for us in any way, shape, or form?
Well, of course, it makes it more likely to their perception that Republicans get reinstated to power in the midterms. And of course, eventually, then they'll impeach Joe Biden for weakness over, you know, Ukraine policy and Afghanistan, of course, and that's why he must be impeached. And, you know, it's better for them. So therefore, it's better for the country because they see themselves as the right answer. Did you hear their new agenda? 11 points. It's stellar.
Oh, Mike. Rick Scott. Yes, I did
shared some of that with the audience.
Some of it. Yeah, you know, the whole woke and can't, you're gonna make cancel culture illegal? What is that? I mean, can you just drop the terms, guys? You're kind of jumping the shark on this one. I gotta be honest. You could maybe think outside the box a little bit and circle around and maybe drill down on some different prospects and thoughts. That'd be a really good thing.
Well, I hear Rick Scott's going to circulate this agenda at the conservative book burning later.
Yeah.
Now, Dominic, I don't know if you know, but Donald Trump responded on Right Wing Talk Radio. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton's show, you know, they're the new Rush Limbaughs. They're broadcasting today from Mar-a-Lago. They're on the former president's at his, Southern White House. So the whole three-hour extravaganza is playing down there. And, you know, Trump came on for like an hour. You know, the former president, what a get. And he, of course, had something to say about the newest action. And he was, I love that they call him right-wing podcaster Buck Sexton. Well, he might have a radio show. They're not as cool as this one. But Evan, going to need your help, just in case Dom or someone in the audience might have missed it. Here is the former president on Righty Whitey Talk Radio cheering for Russia. And notice the glowing words he describes Putin with. Play it for the people, the Buck Sexton and the Donald Trump on the EIB network, some heartless radio product.
A strong word. What went wrong here? What has the current occupant of the Oval Office done that he could have done differently?
Well, what went wrong was a rigged election. And what went wrong is a candidate that shouldn't be there and a man that has no concept of what he's doing. I went in yesterday and there was a television screen and I said, this is genius. Putin declares a big portion of the Ukraine. Putin declares it as independent. Oh, that's wonderful. So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force. We could use that on our southern border. That's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. There were more army tanks than I've ever seen. They're going to keep peace all right. No, but think of it. Here's a guy who's very savvy. I know him very well, very, very well. By the way, this never would have happened with us.
What?
Had I been in office, not even thinkable. This would never have happened. But here's a guy that says, you know, I'm going to declare a big portion of Ukraine independent. He used the word independent. And we're going to go out and we're going to go in and we're going to help keep peace. You got to say that's pretty savvy. And you know what the response was from Biden? There was no response. They didn't have one for that. Now, it's very sad.
Now, if I heard correctly, Dominic, he called Putin a genius.
Genius.
Said he
smart.
Was very smart.
Savvy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this was genius, I tell you. Just to
powerful?
Go to Claire.
Was there a powerful? I know he loves powerful.
States. Well, the powerful part was the use of the tanks. The authoritarian use of the tanks.
Yeah.
He admired that quite a bit. And he, you know, sort of bemoaned the fact, a little envious perhaps, you couldn't roll the tanks down to the southern border and stop the real enemy in their tracks, you know, the peasant migrants.
Well, listen, he gives away the game just a little bit. Number one, let's point out, Donald Trump didn't offer any advice as to what he would do if he were president and this was going on. He just said, oh, it never happened. Well, that's really not he says these kinds of things. But the fact that Putin is hiding behind a ruse, peacekeepers to, roll in with tanks, very powerful, keep the peace.
Genius
to hide behind a ruse, a false pretense, perhaps. Yeah, I don't know, maybe like the biggest rigged election in the world, stop the steal. I mean, this is Putin's doing what Trump wanted to do here. That's why Donald Trump is just so kissing his ass even now. And you have to wonder, what is it about this and Republicans and Trump? How is this good for America? Well, of course, it is not. Ukraine, they went through elections. I mean, they're a democratically elected population there nowadays.
Well, you know, that's why they get under Putin's skin, because they're close and they give hope to the Russian people. You know, they're not living under the thumb of an autocratic dictator. Well, of course, Putin admires sorry, I so
Putin,
often
Trump, envision, same thing.
Yeah, they're sort of interchangeable authoritarian dictator wannabes.
Yeah, but Putin's actually a little more capable and dangerous than Donald Trump. I mean, the situation in Russia over there, the nuclear armaments, the way he has the government under his thumb. Thankfully, we don't have that quite to that degree here, not for the lack of trying by the GQP and Donald Trump. Because Trump, when you listen to that, he's a little jealous. He's certainly a little envious, and he's looking up to Putin. He loves this is going on. He is complimentary to the nth degree without offering what America should do. What should the response be? If you were President Donald Trump, what would you do if this happened?
Well, he'd be strong and unpredictable, of course. It would never happen.
Have you seen
Steve Schmidt, formerly John McCain's campaign chair? Steve Schmidt went to Twitter and attacked Rich Lowry of the National Review. And here are a couple of the little tidbits from Steve Schmidt. This is a worldview that I have never understood. Talking about, you know, Trump's unpredictability. Trump is the most predictable person in the world. He's as predictable as the sun setting in the west and rising in the east. There's no mystery around Trump. How could there be? The idea that Vladimir Putin is kept guessing by Trump is lunacy. A little bit more here. What Putin saw was strategic incoherence shaped by a vast ignorance of the world. I think he's referencing Trump there. Trump fetishized about the world's strongmen and lambasted our allies. He was as indifferent to repression abroad as he was to democracy at home. That one kind of stings. He was a buffoon set loose upon a stage, and everyone played their part. But here's the one last one that I think stings a little. I think he's taking a little swipe at Rich Lowry. At the end, Schmidt took a veiled swipe at the longtime National Review editor by writing, "He, Trump, has blighted the culture for more than 40 tedious years." In all that time, it wasn't until he got to Washington, D.C., that he found Marx naive enough to believe there's an actual strategy to it all. Earlier, he said, you know, basically, Trump serves only one master. Here's the specific quote. I don't want to get it wrong. He called Trump a whore who would sell out his country, her values, and their ideals for nothing more than mere flattery.
Well, I don't know if you can be a pimp and a prostitute too, but we saw how the Republicans at the Iowa Freedom Summit, when Trump first decided to, you know, dip his toe and decide to run, he rolled over that entire Republican Party. If he's the whore, what does that make the rest of the GOP?
Grab me by the you-know-what, Trump. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Dobbs in the house. You could be as well. 844-967-2789.